Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com and Crossbar FX for January the 24th, 2010. The euro hogged the currency headlines last week as it regained the 1.36 level against the US dollar for the first time since November, as attention turned from the sovereign debt woes of its periphery members to the rapid pace of growth in the eurozone's core economy, Germany. German business sentiment is at its highest levels since reunification, lifted by booming exports to Asia and stronger household spending. Despite the fact that Portugal is potentially seeking a bailout from the Eurozone's rescue fund and that Greece is in discussions to restructure its debt, the general view is that the Eurozone will ride out the crisis and indeed may well have to raise interest rates ahead of the Fed to curb inflation. In the US, new housing starts and building permits fell further than expected in December, to the lowest levels since records began, and record numbers of houses are now repossessed by the banks. The big news the markets are waiting for is the first cut of GDP for the US, due out on Friday, which should be good, supporting the idea that a recovery is beginning to hold firm. While the developed economies struggle for growth, China announced GDP of 10.3% for last year and inflation running at 4.6%. Interest rate hikes and wage increases in the Chinese economy will undoubtedly follow, and that will have an impact on the West. In the UK, the big news of the week was inflation coming in at 3.7% and RPI at 4.8%, which has increased the pressure on the Bank of England to raise rates. It's still the big debate, with many compelling arguments for a rate raise and for leaving things be for the next 6 months or so. Sterling strengthened against the US dollar as a rate rise before the Fed is seen as a dead cert now. Unemployment grows and house prices remain flat. Thanks for listening.